Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf test. We left off in daf Ches Amid Beis before the lines get wide. Today's share is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisha Benumin, Liz Husser for Shlema, for Chaim Naftali Ben Frumit Freda, as well as for Sarah Freda Bas Chaya. So we are holding again, as we said, a few lines before the lines get wide. We're trying to figure out the cheshbon that the Jewish people were partnered with the Romans for the first 26 years of the Roman reign. So how do we know that cheshbon? So the Gemara is going to tell us a whole brisa that's going to figure out that cheshbon. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the idea that there are 6,000 years of human history and how it's broken up into three segments of 2,000 years each. And the Gemara is going to tell us how one can what the relationship is between the number of years since the Yemos HaMashiach started and the number of years since Malchus Yavan. Then the Gemara is going to on Amud Beis discuss how to calculate which year of Shemitah it is based on how many years it's been since the Churban HaBayis, that there's a way to figure out that calculation when you're trying to figure out in sevens which year of Shemitah, of the Shemitah cycle it is, if you're just aware of how many years it's been since the Churban HaBayis. And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss how it's a bad investment at a certain point in history, it becomes a bad investment to buy land in Chutz Laretz, because we're not going to be here for long. Yemos HaMashiach is on its way, so it's a terrible investment to buy real estate in Chutz Laretz. So the Gemara has two deos of exactly at what point in history that becomes true that it's a bad investment. Either day, it was a long time ago already that it became a bad investment, but that's going to be the end of the daf. So let's begin. We were talking about this idea that the first 26 years of the Roman reign, the Jewish people were partners with the Romans. So let's backtrack a little bit, about 10 lines before the lines get wide. Eshin v'shish shnin, dekamu b'im l'sayu, b'adei shol min alan. How do I know that the Romans kept their end of the bargain, that for 26 years they're going to remain partners with us? Damar Rav Kahana, because Rav Kahana taught the following. K'shachal Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi shol chulei Rebbe, emar lanu shnayim v'gimbal dvar m'shamart alonu m'shem avicha. When Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi got sick, so the other Chacham reached out to him and said, tell us a couple of things, two or three things that you heard in the name of your great father, in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Amaluhu, he said, here, let me tell you something. That historically it was 180 years before the Churban happened that the Romans took over the Malchus and they took control over the Jewish people. Ad 80 years prior to the Churban HaBayis, they made the Chacham were gozer tuma on Eretz Ha'amim, that Chutz Laretz has tuma, and also tuma on Klei Zuchuchis. Why were they gozer tuma on Eretz Ha'amim? The Meiri writes that they were gozer tuma on Eretz Ha'amim because it's very common that women would bury their nafels if they would have a miscarriage. They would bury the nafel wherever they were. And also, he says, because we didn't want the Jewish people to leave Eretz Yisrael. So as a way of keeping them in Eretz Yisrael, we let them know that you go to Eretz Ha'amim, you're automatically going to become Tame. Tosos Maseches Nazir writes that it's a suffix of the Gemara. Eretz Ha'amim Mishum Avira Gazrala, or Dilma Mishum Gusha Gazrala. The Gemara itself raises that suffix. What is the tuma that there goes on Eretz Ha'amim? The air of Eretz Ha'amim? That even if you go in a way where you enter in a box in a way that you're not being mahil over any tuma, but you're in the airspace of Eretz Ha'amim, that's enough. And the reason that there were machmir and tumas Eretz Ha'amim more than Tumas Meis is so that the Jewish people shouldn't go to Eretz Ha'amim? Or is it Gazrael Gusha, meaning this was a practical Gzeira, that there likely are dead bodies there, and therefore we're Gozer, that the ground has Tumah, because it likely does have Tumah there. So those two deos, those two possibilities, are in fact a suffix in the Gemara. So that they decided already 80 years before the Churban HaBayis. Mem Shana Ad Lo Charav HaBayis, 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, Golsa Sanhedrin V'yashvala B'chanas. The Sanhedrin left the Lishchas HaGazis and went to a place called the Chanus. L'may Hilchasa, why is this important halachically that the Sanhedrin left? Amrevi Zabaravdimi Lomar Shlodanu Dine Knasos, because this teaches us that they weren't done Dine Knasos during those last 40 years, because apparently Sanhedrin needs to be in Lishchas HaGazis in order to be done Dine Knasos. Gemara says, really? Dine Knasos Al Gadaitach? You need them to be sitting in Lishchas HaGazis to be done Dine Knasos, and they stopped being done Dine Knasos 40 years before about the Chorban Abayis, that does not seem to be accurate at all. Digzvam Rav Yudah Merav. Rav Yudah Merav told us a story that appears both here and in Maseches Sanhedrin, that Baram Zuchar Oso Ish Latov Rav Yudah Ben Bava Shemal, that we remember Rav Yudah Ben Bava's incredible contribution to the Jewish people, Shel Malehu Nishtachu Dinei Knossos Mi'Yisrael, that if not for him, Dinei Knossos would have been forgotten from the Jewish people. Nishtachu? What do you mean they would have been forgotten? Ligrasinu, just learn them and they won't be forgotten. What does that mean to forget Dinei Knossos? No, not that they would have been forgotten. Elo Batlu Dinei Knossos Mi'Yisrael. If not for him, and this is a man who lived after the Chorban Abayis, but Dinei Knossos would have been Batal. We wouldn't have been able to don Dinei Knossos. But we're saying right now that Dinei Knossos already stopped 40 years before the Chorban Abayis. So it doesn't make sense. The Gemara is about to tell the story of what exactly he did that enabled them to continue to be done Dinei Knossos. Tosos writes that you can't say Nishtakhu Lichtevinu. The Gemara says, what do you mean it would have been forgotten? Ligrasinu, let them learn it. The Gir says Ligrasinu, not Lichtevinu. Let them write it, because you don't write Halachas. Now let it write Torah Shebal Peh. So the Gemara never would have asked Lichtevinu. So such a Gir says an incorrect Girsa. So the Paras Yosef in the back of the Gemara raises the question that when there's a Chshash Shicha, they were always allowed to write Torah Shebal Peh. That the Gemara in Temura, Daf Yudalit, says Rabbi were ma'ayin b'sifrei agadita. They darshan in the pasuk geis lasla shemei ferus orasecha, that better that shetiakar torah v'lo tishtakach torah miyisrael, better to violate that one halacha of writing Torah Shebal Peh rather than have a shichcha satorah. So Paras Yosef says, I don't understand what the big deal would be if the girsa was nichtavinu. They'd be allowed to write it if they would otherwise forget it. So the Paras Yosef says that Tos means to say that since, because Rabbi Yudah Ben Bava, Dinei Knossos are remembered, so then there's no heter to write them down michshash shicha, because there is no chshash shicha anymore. So anyway, so what happened? What's the story of Rabbi Yudah Ben Bava? So Gemara tells us shagazra malchus harisha gzera, that the malchus harisha, the Romans, made a terrible decree that kala somich yahareg, anyone who gives smicha is going to get killed. The kala nesmach yahareg, and anyone who gets smicha is going to be killed. V'ir shesomchin batecharev, and any city that smicha happens in is going to be destroyed. Utchum shesomchin batecharev, and any the tchum around the city that they do smicha in is going to be uprooted. So ma'asar Rabbi Yudah Ben Bava, so what did Rabbi Yudah Ben Bava do not to put at risk everyone in his vicinity while he gives smicha? Halach v'yashav ben shnei yarim gedolim. He went between two large mountains, ben shnei yaros gedolos, and between two big cities, ben beis tchumei shabbos, between two different tchumei shabbos, ben ulshul shafarim. Meaning he went to no man's land where there is no city that you could associate with his location. There is no tchum shabbos you could associate with his location, and that's where he did smicha to minimize the risk to the other people around him. V'samach sham chamisha zakenim, and he gave smicha to five zakenim, obviously risking his own life and risking the lives of these five zakenim that he was giving smicha to. Who are these five zakenim? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lozer ben Shemua. And then the Gemara says it may have been six. Rav Avi Mosif, Af Rabbi Nechemia. Maybe it was Rabbi Nechemia as well. Kivan Shi, Kirubam, Oivim. Once the Romans realized what he was doing, Amar Lehem Banai, Rotsu, he told his five Talmidim, or six Talmidim that he just gave smicha to, run away. Amru Lo, so they said to him, Rabbi, Vata Matei Alecha. We're going to run, but you're an old man, you can't run. What's going to be with you? I'm going to stand my ground, and I'm not going to be like a stone that cannot be overturned. That he stood there and they shot 300 arrows at him and 300 spears at him, and his body became full of holes like a sieve. That's what happened with that's the story of Rabbi Yudah Ben Bava. That's how he maintained the ability to be Dan Dinei Knossos. What you see from here is, in order to be Dan Dinei Knossos, you don't need a Beis HaMikdash. What you need is, you don't need a Lishchas HaGazis. You need people with smicha. So he kept the smicha going, and that was a significant contribution for Dinei Knossos. But the bottom line, as far as our Gemara is concerned, is was the Sanhedrin Nigla? Why did the Sanhedrin go to Galus, leave the Lishchas HaGazis 40 years before the Chorban Abayis? It has nothing to do with Dinei Knossos. They could still be Dan Dinei Knossos. There must have been some other Kavana. Just before we get to what that other Kavana is, the Iyun Yaakov writes, Rabbi Yudah Ben Bava was Moser Nefesh for what? To give smicha? Why would you be, that's not Yahar Gal Yav. Yavar to give smicha, there are three things. And Yehar Gal Yavar, why is he Mosa Nefesh for smicha? So he explains, based on the Sugi, Sanhedrin, Dafai and Dalid, that B'Shas HaShmad, even on a mitzvah kala, Yehar Gal Yavar, when it's a Shas HaShmad, they're making xeros and they're trying to uproot our tradition, even a small mitzvah, even a mitzvah kala would become Yehar Gal Yavar. So you ask the Kesef Mishnah in the fifth parak of Yisodei HaTorah, that many of the Rishonim write, that when the Gemara Sanhedrin says that B'Shas HaShmad, there's a chiv to be Mosa Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem, even outside of the big three, that's dafka if the goyim are gozer to violate a lo saseh. But if they're gozer not to fulfill a mitzvah saseh, you're allowed to be mevatelit. It does not become yarg val yavar, even b'shas hashman, not the pashtus of the Gemara, but there are rishonim that hold this way. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, there are significant rishonim that hold this way. Asks the Kesef Mishnah, they have the ability to be meaning, and says the Kesef Mishnah, the rishonim explained that the reason why you don't have to give your life rather than to not do a mitzvah saseh is because ultimately the goyim will control whether you do the mitzvah saseh or not anyway. Meaning, if you say, I refuse to be mechalel Shabbos, and you can kill me, so then they kill you, you still haven't been mechalel Shabbos. Right? There's nothing that they could do that will make you violate a lo saseh. But as far as I refuse not to put on tefillin, oh yeah, they take you, throw you in jail, and they don't let you bring your tefillin with you. Now you're not wearing tefillin, so it's not up to you anyway. It's up to them anyway. So that's why it doesn't become Yarag Val Yavar, because it won't help. You're still not going to be able to do the mitzvah saseh. So if that's the case, if ask the Kesef Mishnah, why was Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Moser Nefesh to give smicha? It's an aseh. It's a mitzvah saseh. It's not a lo saseh. If you hold like those Rishonim, that even other things are not Yarag Val Yavar, become Yarag Val Yavar, but only on lo saseh, why would he give up his life for smicha or risk his life for smicha and in fact end up giving up his life for smicha? So Prichadosh is miyashev that he was Moser Nefesh because smicha is different. Smicha is a mitzvah shal rabim, and he was choshesh that smicha would end, that smicha would stop, and a mitzvah shal rabim is different. If it's an individual mitzvah in your own life, your own tefillin, your own tzitzis, so fine. So then maybe there's no Yarag Val Yavar even b'shas hashman. But a mitzvah shal rabim is going to be different. In fact, this Gemara plays a critical role in the major machlokas between the Ma'ariv Rav and the Maral Bach about the smicha. In Ma'ariv Rav, in the times of the Ma'ariv Rav, there were a number of rabbanim in Tzfat who encountered Jews who are from Gerush Svarad, and during their time in Spain, they felt that they had done things that they deserved kares for. And the halacha is that chayav ikrisos shalaku are nifteru mikrisasam. If you get malchus, if you chayav kares and you get malchus instead, you're pater from your kares. So these people felt they were chayav kares. They didn't want to have to face kares, so they asked the Rabbanim Tzvat, would you mind giving us malchus? The Rabbanim Tzvat said, you know, we're not really authorized to do that. We don't have smicha. Smicha has already been lost for centuries. So how in the world are we going to be able to give you malchus? But then they came up with a chap. There's a Rambam, the Perish of Mishnayos, Masech Sanhedrin, that says, you know, how's smicha ever going to come back? You know, in order to build the Beis HaMikdash, we need musmachim. How's that going to happen? That happens before Tchiyas HaMesim. So how are we ever going to have smicha? So says the Rambam, it must be that there's another mechanism other than ish mipi ish to be able to reestablish smicha. The other mechanism is if all Chachmei Yisrael agree that they want to give someone smicha, that will reestablish smicha. So the Chum and Tzfat got together and they decided, we all agree we're going to give smicha, and they gave the smicha. So the Maral Bach, who is from the Rabbanim Yerushalayim, disagreed with Ma'ariv Rav for a number of reasons. First of all, he says the idea of giving malchus to Chayav Ikrisos only works if you actually gave the person Hasra in advance of the Avera that he did. Otherwise, you just stop giving him like a Makas Mardus. It's not going to help anyway. It's not a real malchus. Obviously, these Gerushei Sfarad didn't have any. There was no Hasra in advance, so it's not going to work anyway. And then he says he has a lot of rayas that the smicha can only work with the samach mipi samach, and that you cannot be mechadesh smicha in any other generation. And one of the rayas is our Gemara that zacharos ish latov, that he risked his life in order to be able to continue zine knasos, and he ended up dying for all this. Well, if you could just reinstitute smicha without a musmach, why risk your life? Mistama, in another year or two, all the chum will get together and they'll reinstitute smicha. You have to, meaning I'm the last one, so I need to give smicha to my talmidim, otherwise it will be lost. No, so the Talmidim all get together at some later point, and they'll reinstitute smicha. He also proves from Arasugya that because if it was possible to be samich someone else, even though you're not going to find a samuch, right? So that was the right. That why would he risk his life in order to do this? So the Maribe Rav rejected the raya. He points out that the Rambam already responds to this kasha. From a Rabbi Yehuda ben Bavan, the Rambam writes that they wanted to give smicha because we make it sound simple. Just get all the Chachmei Yisrael to agree on a single person that he deserves smicha, and then it will be easy to reinstitute smicha. Yeah, get all the Chachmei Yisrael to agree to anything. It would be impossible. Yeah, there's no way they're going to agree to a single person, especially their mefuzar all over the world. Chachmei Yisrael, they're everywhere in times of galus. So that's not something that's a practical thing to do. That's why he was so concerned about the smicha. So and that's why he was willing to be moser nefesh for the smicha. Okay, two other things. Tosos over here points out. So it says the Gemara Vayter now. Then we'll see Tosos. So the Gemara says, so what was the issue of the Sanhedrin going to Galus 40 years before the Churban? They didn't need to leave the Lishlas of Galus as far as Dine Knossos were concerned, because it doesn't help. They were still done Dine Knossos. So the Gemara says, no, Amrav Nachum Yisrael, three lines from the bottom, lo tema Dine Knossos, el shalodanu Dine Nefashos. No, by leaving Lishchas Hagazis, it made them unable to be Dan Dine Nefashos anymore. My time, why did they not want to be Dan Dine Nefashos? Kivin the Chazid and Fishilu Rotskin, Vlayachal and the Maidan, Amri Mutav Nigli, the Makam Makam, Kiechlo the Chaivu. They saw that there were so many murderers, and there's no way that they're going to be able to Dan all of these people, and they were going to end up killing way too many people in Beis Din. They said, you know what, better that we take away our own ability to be Dan Dine Nefashos. We see that the makom of the Lishchas Hagazis is gorem, the ability to be dan dinei nefashos. You see from here, Rav Moshe writes in his tshuva to the governor of the state of New York, Rav Moshe was asked what he thinks about capital punishment. The only tshuva Nigros Moshe written to a guy that he wanted to know. He asked, I guess, a number of religious leaders, and he found out that the greatest Torah authority, the greatest Jewish authority, was Rav Moshe Feinstein. So he asked Rav Moshe, what do the Jewish people say? What is the Jewish viewpoint on capital punishment? So Rav Moshe goes through how it never really happened, meaning it's something that we believe in the books, on the books, but if it were to ever become an everyday occurrence or a common occurrence, we would stop it. We wouldn't allow it to happen. And he goes through the criteria it takes in order to be mechayev someone misa in Beis Din. So what do you have to do? You need Shnei Edim, Hasra'a, Kabbalah Hasra'a, like all of these things. It would never happen. It would be impossible. And if it did happen too often, the Sanhedrin skipped town. They didn't want to be there because they don't want to be done the Misa. Rav Moshe says the point of having Chiyuv Misa is that people could understand the severity of the sin. They say, oh, that's something that the Das Elyon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu views as just, that person should get killed, but not that we're actually going to kill the person. That's supposed to be a rare occurrence. Achas L'Sheva Shana, Achas L'Shivim Shana, the Gemara in Mako says, is considered a violent Sanhedrin. So here also that you see that they don't want to be, they don't want any part of it when it's something that's going to happen on a somewhat frequent basis. Now the Tosfos over here points out Shlo Donu Dinin Fashos Vim Tomer Hamirin Parakei Lenaros Mishchar Beis Hamikdash Alfi Shabatu Dal Misos Din Dal Misos Nazas Batlu. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Ksuvos that after the Churban Abayis there was no more Dal Misos, but still HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make sure that everything would work out the way it was supposed to. If someone was Chayiv Skila, so he's not going to get Skila because there's no more Beis Hamikdash, but it'll fall off a roof or something like that, just like someone's Chayiv Skila thrown off a cliff. So you'll have similar types of death to what they really deserve, but it's all orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Fractosos Mishachar Beis HaMikdash sounds like up until the Churban Abayis there was actually Dalet Misos, and our Gemara is saying that no, 40 years before the Churban Abayis there was already no more Dalet Misos. 40 years before the Churban Abayis Sanhedrin left the Lishchas HaGazis. So Tosos says, no, V'yesham D'mikal Makmuk Chayiron Tzarek Sha'a Hayichoz Na Lishcha V'dan Hashem. Every once in a while they would come back. back, meaning they left the Lishchas Hagaz voluntarily, but if they saw that there was a need for it, that there was some terrible, terrible crime that was committed and needed to be addressed, so then they would go back to the Lishchas Hagazes on occasion. But once the Churban HaBayis happened, then they didn't even have that option anymore, and that's what the Gemara is talking about in Maseches Ksuvos. Another point Tosfos makes in the next Tosfos, Melamed Shamakom Gorem, that it's the Makom that causes the ability of the Sanhedrin to give Misa. What is the Makom? When we talk about a Makom Gorem, so from our Gemara it sounds like it's the Beis HaMikdash itself, it's Lishchas Hagazes. Frek Tosfos, but elsewhere we find that Yerushalayim is called the Makom by Achilus Kachem and Maaser Sheni. But Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, the Torah says, you should eat your Maaser Sheni and you should eat your Kachem Kalim. But Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, that's all of Yerushalayim you're allowed to eat it in. So how does it help the Sanhedrin who leads Lishchas Hagazes? Where do they go? To the Chanus? That's on the Har Bayis. It's well within the borders of Yerushalayim. So Tosfos says, Yerushalayim del Gabidin and Fashos Lim that it depends on the context. When you're talking about Achilas Meiser, Meiser Sheni, and Echinami, the Makom is all of Yerushalayim. When you're talking about Dina Nefashos, the Makom that relates to Dina Nefashos has to be the Lishchas Hagazes, because the Sanhedrin, in order to be done, Dina Nefashos needs to be very close to the Shechina. That's why the Gemara says, anyone who's Mamed, a Dayan Sheino Hagun, is Kilu Nata Asherah Eitzel Mizbeach. Zivi's planted an Asherah near the Mizbeach. Why is it like he planted an Asherah near the Mizbeach? Because Dina Nefashos happens near the Mizbeach. And that's why they went to the Chanos, even though the Chanos was on the Har Bayis, but it wasn't right near the Mizbeach. It wasn't by the Makom. Now, this idea that when the Sanhedrin, that Hamakom Gorem, that the Makom causes everything, is subject of major machlokas Ramban and Rambam. The Ramban in the Asagos to the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Se Kuf Nun Gimel, is Masig on the Rambam. The Rambam writes that Mitzvos Kiddush HaChodesh can only be done by the Beis Din HaGadol. Because the Gemara, so the Ramban asks, what do you mean? 40 years before the Korban HaBayis, there was no Beis Din HaGadol. Because Hamakom Gorem, they lost the status of Beis Din HaGadol, but they were still Mekadish the Chodesh al Pi Ariya until pretty much close to the Chasimah Satalmud, many, many years later. So says the Ramban, obviously you don't need a Beis Din HaGadol to be Mekadesh the Chodesh al Pi Ariya, because they were out of the Lishchas Hagazes. When they're out of the Lishchas Hagazes, they don't have a din of Beis Din HaGadol. So the Megillas Esther, the commentary on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, who defends the Rambam from the Asagas of the Ramban, says, oh, whoever said they don't have the status of Beis Din HaGadol? We said that when they leave the Lishchas Hagazes, they can't be Mechayiv Misa anymore, they can't kill anymore, but they still have a din of a Beis Din HaGadol, Seina Chinami, they could still be Mekadesh the Chodesh al Pi Ariya. So Major Machlokes, Rambam Ramban, what exactly is the impact of this Galus from Lishchas Hagazes? Does it only take away their ability to be Mechayiv Misa, or does it take away their ability to function as a Beis Din HaGadol entirely? Okay, so says the Gemara further now. Meil Shmonim Vesulo. Wait, we said, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said in the name of his father, that 180 years prior to the Churban HaBayis, that's when Pashta Malchus HaRish Al Yisrael, that's when the Romans took over. It was only 180 years before the Churban. Vatani Rabbi Yossi Berebi Malchus Paras Befnei HaBayis Shloshim Va'arba Shana, that 34 years after the Beis HaMikdash was built, Koresh continued to be the Melech for another 34 years. So the first 34 years of the Beis HaMikdash was Malchus Paras. Then Malchus Yavan Befnei HaBayis Meo Shmonim Shana. Then the Greeks took control for the next 180 years. Then Malchus Chashmonaim. Remember the Chashmonaim, those were the Jews that were partners with the Romans. Malchus Chashmonai B'nai Abayis Mea V'Shalosh, the next 103 years. Malchus Beis Hordus Mea V'Shalosh, and then the Malchus Beis Hordus was 103 years. So how many years prior to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash did the Romans / Chashmonaim take over? 206 years, because 103 for the Chashmonaim, and then 103 for Hordus. So Mikan ve'elot seva chashov kamashan amachor korban abayis. So figure it out. Alma ma'asan v'shan, meaning, and then after that, you could figure out, once you do that chashmon, you could figure out how many years have passed since the korban. But alma ma'asan v'shisavu v'at amir me'o shmonim avu. It sounds like it was 206 years before the korban that the Romans took over, and you just said, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said in the name of his father, that was 180. that's our source. That's what we started this whole discussion by saying, how do we know that the first 26 years the Romans allowed the Jews to remain their partners, and then they gave up their word, they stopped keeping their word after 26 years? How do we know it? Because of that discrepancy. 180 years, 206 years, it's a 26-year difference. 206 years before the Churban, the Romans partnered with the Jews, and 180 years before the Churban, the Jews were no longer part of that partnership. So that was Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi's Cheshbon. V'amtu l'hachi lo kachashvlu kishapasha malchus harish al Yisrael. And that's why those 26 years don't get counted in the Cheshbon of Pashta Malchus Harisha al Yisrael, because the Jewish people were involved at that point. So the Malchus Harisha was not al Yisrael yet. Amra Papa, Itai Aitana v'loyada prati kamahava. If Aitana is trying to figure out, he's trying to figure out how many years it's been since the Churban HaBayis, and he of course he knows how many centuries it's been. It's just the prati, it's the decades and the individual years that he needs to know. But centuries, we assume, even over the course of history, people will remember how many centuries it's been until you get millennia later, and then you don't remember how many centuries it's been either. That's why normally when we talk about the year, right? So what's it? Tavshin Ayin Ches. It's 5,000 Tavshin Ayin Ches. We don't talk about millennia. We assume that everyone knows millennia, but we still mention the centuries. But they assume that centuries people remember also. My father-in-law told me that he noticed when he went to Rav Soloveitchik's Kever in Boston that it says, hey, Tavshin, whatever it was, Mem Dalet, I think it was, or Tavshin Nun Dalet, that he died. I don't remember what year it was, but so he said hey, because it must have been that they assumed that he was such a historical figure that when you don't even remember what millennia it is, people are still going to be interested in who it was. I don't know if that was the assumption or not, but it's a more accurate number, I guess. So when people want to figure out how many years it's been since the Churban HaBayis, so here's what you could do: l'shaili l'safra, ask a sofer kamaksiv, ask him how much what year he's writing in the documents, because they count the years from the Malchus Yavan, and v'nitfi alayu esrin shenin, and then add 20 years to that, umashkech le'lechumre, and then he'll get his answer. Meaning not 20 years more than Malchus Yavan, because Malchus Yavan was way before the Churban HaBayis, but the prati, meaning if you know how many centuries it's been, and you want to know, and they tell you, oh, it's been X many centuries plus 32 years, so you know that it's however many centuries since the Churban, plus 52 years. You add 20 years to whatever he told you. If he says 10, so it's 30. So you just add 20 years. V'simenayich, zeli esrim shana bebeisecha. Itai safra, and if the sofer needs to know what to write, the date to write, in the shtar, neshayli letana kamachashiv, he can go to the rabbis and ask them how many years has been since the Churban, v'niftzer minayu esrim, and subtract 20, esrim shenin, subtract 20 years from that, umashkech le'lechumre, and he'll have his answer. V'simenayich safra, and the siman to remember that is that the sofer always is concise, always writes less, and a tana always adds. A famous Maimar Chazal, but it's a very perplexing Maimar Chazal, that the world is meant to exist for 6,000 years. Shnei Alafim Tohu, there are supposed to be 2,000 years of nothingness. Shnei Alafim Torah, 2,000 years of Torah. And then Shnei Alafim Mimos HaMashiach, 2,000 years of Mimos HaMashiach. Bavanosenu Sharabu, Yatzumehen Mashi Yatzumehen. Unfortunately, because of our terrible Averos, we've already lost out on so many of those years of Yimos HaMashiach, where Mashiach has not yet come. So a couple of things over here. Rashi writes that this idea that Shesh Alavim Shana Havei Olam, that it's supposed to last 6,000 years, and then the Elef HaShvi'i, it's going to be the Yimos HaMashiach. And he says, and because this corresponds to the 7 days of a week, right? That it's built into the Bria that there are 7 days in a week, and therefore there are seven millennia in history. So Taras Chaim says, now I understand the Medrash. You know, there's a famous Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah that talks about how each day of the week has a shutaf, has a partner, Right? Yom Rishon as Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi as Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi as Yom Shishi. And Shabbos says, who's my shutav, who's my partner? I don't have any partner. What do you mean each day has a partner? They're all days. Well, why do you assume that day one is partnered with day two? But based on this, if you understand that the days correspond to the millennia, and the millennia are broken up in 2,000-year segments, not in 1,000-year segments, so that's the partnership, meaning that there is some combined theme to the sections of two. Torah Chaim also raises the question that Bar Kapara darshans from the pasuk Lamarba Mishra L'Sholomein Kates in the Gemara Mesach Sanhedrin of Sadi Dalid, that Lamarba is written with the Mem Stuma to teach us our Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizkiyahu the Melech HaMashiach and Sancheiriv Melech Ashur Gogu Magog, but Midas Hadin didn't allow it. Because of Midas Hadin, it didn't end up happening, and Chizkiyahu wasn't able to be the Mashiach. So asks the Torah Chaim, wait a second, only the last 2,000 years are Yemos HaMashiach. Prior to those last 2,000 years, you can't have a Mashiach. Chizkiyahu was in the middle 2,000. He wasn't in the last 2,000. So he said, it must have been that there was such a great zuchus that the Yemos HaMashiach were going to start early, that even before Yemos HaMashiach were supposed to happen, Chizkiyahu was able to be the Mashiach. Now, the Abarbanel explains in his Sefer Yeshua's Mashicho that there are three zmanim as far as the Bias Mashiach is concerned. The first zman is the zman of Galus, and that during that time, Mashiach cannot come. It's not even eligible to come, and that's 400 years. That's the typical number that we have for Galus, just like Galus Mitzrayim, and there is no time for Mashiach to come then. After that begins the second time period where Mashiach is able to come, and it all depends on our tshuva and Maisim Tovim. And that's the Alpayim Shon of Yemos HaMashiach. And then after, there is some point after that that becomes the Yemei HaKeitz, that becomes, no matter what, even without tshuva Maisim Tovim, where Mashiach has to come. So he says, Shnei Alafim Yemos HaMashiach means, in these 2,000 years, people are, it doesn't mean that's when Mashiach is eligible to come. Mashiach is eligible to come 400 years after the Churban, until whenever the Keitz is. No, these 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach means that Mashiach is going to be a topic that people in the world are interested in during these 2,000 years. That this is going to be something, not just the Jewish people, that people in the world, it's going to be a concept that they're familiar with. So familiar with, they may build entire religions around the concept of Mashiach, even as it's misguided. So when Mashiach comes, it's not going to be out of left field, it's something that they never heard of before. And he says, that's why the Talmid de Yeshu started when right around the time of these 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. Because the notion of a Mashiach, the notion of a Savior, is going to be something that's built into the human psyche. The Rambam writes this in the 11th paragraph of Hilchos Melachim, that Kol HaDvarim Me'elu Shal Yeshua HaNotzri V'Shal Zeha Yeshua Me'eli Shomer Achrav. And Muhammad, the Rambam says, Ar Einan Ela Liyasher Derech LeMelech HaMashiach. That it's all there to pave the way for the Melech HaMashiach. U'lesaken es ha'olam kulo L'avodes Hashem B'yachad. To prepare the world for the ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even though it may be Avodah Zarah, or maybe the Rambam says Christianity is Avodah Zarah, Islam is not, but there are certainly misguided beliefs, but those types of beliefs prepare the world for Yemos HaMashiach. So that's how the Abarbanel understands the notion of the 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. So let's see the Gemara weiter now. So the Gemara says, okay, these 2,000 years of Torah, when does that start exactly? Shnei Alafim Torah Me'emas. You want to tell me it starts from Matan Torah Ad Hashta Leku Kulehai? The numbers don't work out. The Chimayim's Bu Trei Alfi Prati Tahai Alpha Huda Uprati Tahai Alpha Huda Avai. The numbers don't work out. Matan Torah was many years after the first 2,000 years. It was 2,448, which is centuries after the first 2,000 years. Ella Miva Es Hanefesh Asher Asu Bechara. No, these 2,000 years of Torah begin with Avram Avinu Nefesh Asher Asu Becharan. There are Midrashim. Asu means that he was Melamed them Torah. The Targum is that Asu is Oraisa, something to do with teaching them Torah. So That's when the 2,000 years of Torah start. Ugmiri d'Avram be'yishaita bar chamishin v'tarti ava. Avram was 52 years old at that time, right? And how old was the world when Avram was born? 1948 was when Avram was born. 52 years later is 2,000 years. So good. And when he's 52 years, he's 52 years old. He's nefesh ha'asu b'charon. That's when the years of Torah begin. Kamabatsun mitani tana arba me'a v'arba'im utmanya shnin havyan. That there are 448 years after that to Matan Torah. Ki me'anis be'me'anef sh'arasu b'charon. And Matan Torah arba me'a v'arba'im utmanya shnin havyan. And that comes out exactly. Amar af papa. Itaya tana v'lo yada prate kama havi. If you don't know, if you're trying to figure out the Yemos HaMashiach, when exactly these 2,000 years start, l'shaili l'safra kamaksiv, ask a sofer how many years he writes since the Malchus Yavan, v'nitvi alayu arba'in v'timni, and add 48, u'mishkach l'chumrei, and you'll get your answer. Meaning, and again, we assume you know the number of centuries, you just need the 10 column and the singles column to be filled in, so you ask the sofer what he writes, and he add 48 to that. V'simanayich, arba'in m'shmonim ir, and the way to remember, arba'in m'shmonim ir, the way to remember it is by the Arei Alavim, that it's 48. V'itayi safra, and if a sofer doesn't know, l'shayli l'tana, let him ask a tana, kama katani, v'nivtsa minayu arba'im u'shmona, mashka chle l'chumrei, and just subtract 48 from that, and he'll find his answer. V'simanayich, and the way to remember who adds and who subtracts, safra b'tzira, tana tosva'a. Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. Once we're doing cheshbonos of years, if you don't know what year of the Shemitah cycle it is right now, so here's what you do. Nitvi chad shasa. First of all, add 1 year right off the bat from the time. If you know what year it's been since the Churban HaBayis, but you don't know what year of the Shemitah cycle it is, so start off with a 1 year leeway, add 1 year. V'nachshav klali biyovle, and then cheshbin that each century is two yovlos. So every century you're good in terms of an even number of Shemitos. Uprate b'shvue, and then figure out the how many Shemitah cycles it is. If it's been, I don't know, 836 years since the Churban, so add one, then the 800 should be an even number of Shemitos, and then 36 is divided by 7 and see what your remainder is. V'nishkal mimea trei v'nishti yaprati, but then from each century that you cheshbent, take 2 more years and add that to your cheshbent of the pratim, because a 2 yovlos is not 100 years. 2 yovlos is 98 years, because we assume that the 50th year, which is the yovel, is also the first year of the next cycle. So each cycle is really only 49 years. And that way you'll be able to figure out how many years it is to the Shemitah cycle. So asks the Baal Amar, I have a better idea. Just take the number and divide it by 7. Meaning, why would you take the centuries and assume that that's even, and then take 2 from each century and add. Just take the number and divide it by 7. Why would you? There's such a convoluted way to do the math. So he suggests that the idea was that the Gemara is trying to tell us that we paskin, it's machlokas, how to paskin in terms of how to cheshbon Yovel. Is Yovel an independent year outside of the Shemitah cheshbon, or is Yovel part of that Shemitah cheshbon? So he says that it's trying to take, the Gemara is trying to tell you that we take a stand on that issue and that it's part of the Shemitah cheshbon, it's not independent. Kizesh nasayim arav bekerav haaretz. The v'simanayich, the way to remember it is kizesh nasayim arav bekerav haaretz. That 2 years you take from each of the centuries. Amar Rav Chanina, achar arba meos l'chorban habayis. 400 years after the Churban HaBayis, im yom l'cha adam, if a person were to tell you, kach sad shava elef dinarim b'dinar echad. Here, here's a $1,000 field. I'll sell it to you for $1. Lo tikach. Don't buy it. It's a bad investment. Mashiach is going to come. We're not long for this land. We're going to be ending up in Eretz Yisrael. Don't buy it. A bad purchase. B'masnisa tana, but we have a brisa that taught us achar arba'as alafim umasayim ushloshim v'achas shana l'briyas olam, that after 4,231 years from the briyas olam, im yom l'chadam kach chasad shalav dinam b'dinarechad al tikach, that if someone tells you to buy such a field, don't buy it. So previously we said that 400 years after the Churban HaBayis, now we're saying 4,231 years since the creation of the world. So what's the discrepancy between those two numbers? May benayu, ik benayu tchlas shenin. The discrepancy between those two numbers is 3 years. De masnisa tafya tchlas shenin. The Braisa adds an additional three years, that the galus is 3 more years. That assumes that the galus is going to last 3 more years. So the Achronim point out, this is not a halacha, meaning a person is allowed to buy land in Chutz Laaretz. This is a midas chasidus, that a person is going to have such an emuna that the geula is on its way. Just parenthetically, we mentioned before that you want a cheshbon in the year of the Shemitah cycle. It's a major machlokes rishonim whether there's any value in cheshboning the year of the Shemitah cycle b'zman hazeh. Is there Shemitah b'zman hazeh? Rashi writes over here that Shemitah is noig b'zman hazeh, and even according to Rabbi Yimsech Zgin Daf Lamed Vav, who darshins v'zed dvar ha-Shemitah Shemot, that when we're Meshamit Karka, we're Meshamit Ksafim, and when there's no Shemitah's Karka, there's no Shemitah's Ksafim, and today there's the Batla Kedushas Haaretz, so there's no Shemitah's Karka, so therefore Shemitah's Ksafim shouldn't be Noheg. He says, yeah, but Midrabanan, we're Noheg Shemitah Bizman Hazeh as well. On the Daraisa level, in a Chinami, we're not Noheg Shemitah, Midrabanan, we still are. The Balamar holds that just like there's no Yovel Bizman Hazeh, even Midrabanan, and we don't make any Zecher to it, so too there's no Shemitah's Ksafim Bizman Hazeh, because there's no Yovel. It's all connected to each other, it's all one system. The Ramban, however, writes that the Allah, the Ramban Gittin Daf Lamed Vav, but we pass like the Chum that disagree with Rebbe, and even though there's no Yovel that's Noheg, Shemitah is still Noheg on a Daraisa level. That's how Rashi explains, at least if you hold it's Midrabanan, you'd still want to be cheshbening the year of Shemitah to know when to do a Shemitah's Ksafim. Okay, we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up on the bottom line over here, Hahushtara on Tesla Mavis.